this project was ultimately decided not to be the way that they were going to separate uranium. And we were told then that we were going to stop and that they would be starting in Los Alamos in New Mexico the project which would actually make the bomb, and that we would all go out there to make it. There would be experiments that we would have to do, theoretical work that we'd have to do. I was in the theoretical work. All the rest of the fellows were in experimental work. The question was what to do, because we had this hiatus of time where we'd just been told to turn off, but the Los Alamos wasn't ready yet. So Bob Wilson tried to make use of his time by saying to send me to Chicago to find out all that we could find out about the bomb and the problems, so that we could start to build in our laboratories equipment, counters of various kinds and so on, that would be useful when we got to Los Alamos. So no time was wasted. I was sent to Chicago with the instructions to go to each group, tell them I was going to work with them, have them tell me about a problem to the extent that I knew enough details that I could actually sit down and start working on the problem, and as soon as I got that far, go to another guy and ask for a problem. And that way, I would understand the details of everything. It was a very good idea. My conscience bothered me a little bit, but it turned out accidentally, I was very lucky. In one of the guys explaining the problem, I says, why don't you do it that way? And in a half an hour, he had it solved, and they'd been working on it for 3 months, so I did something. So I came back from Chicago, and I described this situation, how much energy was released, what the bomb was going to be like, and so forth to the fellas. I remember a friend of mine who was worked with me, Paul Olam, mathematician, came up to me after. He said, when they make a moving picture about this, they'll have the guy coming back from Chicago telling the Princeton men all about the bomb, and he'll be dressed in a suit and carry a briefcase and so on, and you're in dirty shirt sleeves and just telling us all about it. But it's a very serious thing anyway. And so he appreciated the difference between the real world and that in the movies. Well, there still seemed to be a delay. And Wilson went to Los Alamos to find out what was holding things up and how they were progressing. And when he got there, he found that the construction company was working very hard and had finished the theater and a few buildings, because they understood how. But they hadn't gotten instructions clear on how to build the laboratories, how many pipes for gas, how much for water. So he simply stood around and decided how much water, how much gas, and so on, and told them to start building the laboratories. And he came back to us. We were all ready to go, you see. And Oppenheimer was having some difficulties in discussing some problems with Groves, and we were getting impatient. So what, as far as I understand it from the position I was in, Wilson called Manley in Chicago, and they all got together, and they decided we'd go out there anyway when it wasn't ready. So we all went out to Los Alamos before it was ready. We were recruited, by the way, by Oppenheimer and other people, and he was very patient with everybody. He paid attention to everybody's problems. He worried about my wife who had TB and whether there would be a hospital out there and everything, and it was the first time I met him in such a personal way, and he was such a wonderful man. We were told, among other things, to be careful and not to buy our train ticket at Princeton, because Princeton was a very small train station, and if everybody bought a train ticket to Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Princeton, there'd be some suspicion that something was up. And so everybody bought their ticket somewhere else, except me, because I figured if everybody bought their ticket somewhere else, it was So when I went to the train station and I said, I want to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, he says, oh, he says, so all the stuff is for you. We've been shipping out crates full of counters for weeks and expecting they didn't notice that the address was Albuquerque. So at least I explained why it was that we were shipping out crates. I was going out to Albuquerque. Well,